Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by our special Patreon producer, Rustin Henry. And you too can become a Patreon producer by going to patreon.com and finding us at Mortalverse Audio Dramas. There you'll also get exclusive production updates, early access to episodes, and shout-outs on the show. Now, on to the episode.
Yes, Miss Gordon. Mineral spirits and a dash of seltzer. Even the most persistent Batterstain will yield. Please do inform Master Wayne or myself if you learn of Master Grayson's present whereabouts. We would very much appreciate knowing that he is well. Good day to you, miss. Who knows quite well where Master Grayson is, but shan't betray his confidence, I should imagine. Richard? Dick? Who are you?
His name is Jason Todd. I caught him trying to steal the tires off the Batmobile last night.
And do you intend to keep him?
I'll let you know. In the meantime, make us some sandwiches. A variety. Your discretion. Jason and I are going to have a long talk.
Let me just put the mask on first, then give me your expert opinion. I admit it's a little rough, but this is basically what I have in mind.
Really showing off the chest there, huh?
I stand there in front of Barbara Gordon, the commissioner's daughter. But to us, she's Batgirl. I'm showing off my new suit, or should I say my father's. I swung through Haley Circus to pick it up, blue and black. A popped collar that went just above my ears. Silver cuffs on both wrists that came with additional compartments. The slit down the chest. I don't need you to like it. I just need you to keep it a secret.
Alfred, come look at this.
Yes, Master Wayne? Good Lord.
Well, what do you think?
And there he was, standing in my old costume. It certainly didn't take you very long to find a replacement, but I wasn't there to worry about the new kid yet. Because I had some reintroductions to get to. The first time I met Jim Gordon, I had you to vouch for me. He was less than pleased then. This meeting wasn't going to be much different. I swung in on a grapple line onto GCPD's headquarters, skidding across the roof across from Gordon, who already had his pistol drawn and trained on me. I just thought I'd do the courteous thing and check in with the proper authorities before parading around Gotham. Something like that could just get me shot.
That's far enough, punk. Hands where I can see them, now.
It's okay, Commissioner. You know me.
I don't know you from spit, punk. And access to this building's roof is by invitation only. Was it you who turned on the signal?
And I'll turn it back off if you'll let me. We can consider it answered.
Knowing where the toggle switch is doesn't earn you any grace points.
Nightwing.
Whatever. I'm giving you a count of five before.
It's like I said. You know me. You gave me this. I slowly reached into one of my belt compartments, pulling out a small plastic sheriff's star. I held the star out to him. The words, "The Law," were printed into it. I could tell by his face that he was still dicey in the whole thing. You told me that if I ever needed you, that if I ever needed a friend, that a sheriff always recognizes his deputies.
Say something. Say something only the kid would know.
My former associate has a thing for bats. You took up a pipe to quit smoking cigarettes. Wait, how's about... holy mistaken identity!
All right then, Robin. Or did you say Darkwing? Care to explain the masquerade?
Nightwing, Commissioner. I'm no longer Robin. And I'm not Batman's partner anymore either.
Well, you always did seem like the sensible one on the team. I sort of hoped that you'd meet a nice girl someday and settle down. Have a fallout with the boss?
Call it a scheduling conflict.
So does that mean he'll be looking for someone new to be his wingman?
I seriously doubt it, sir. He's better off working alone. And he knows it. Robin's a defunct concept.
Thanks for filling me in on the staffing changes, Nightwing. But if you'll excuse me, I have a late supper with my daughter.
Maybe you'll introduce her someday, sir. She sounds like a nice girl. Little did I know how wrong I was about these, quote, staffing changes. Because while I was establishing myself to Gotham's commissioner, you must have been running the new kid through all the same courses I went through.
I finished your little maze in no time flat.
You scored in the 95th percentile, Jason. But you need to be better than that. Collateral damage is simply unacceptable.
Yeah, well, maybe the old lady ratted us out to the Moxon mob. Bet she was a snitch.
I'm resetting the program. Stretch out and get ready to go again.
Master Wayne, you have a call.
Take a message, Alfred.
I would, sir, but it appears to be a call from your friend at the constabulary on the special line.
The meet and greet with Gordon went better than expected. But I think he's grateful for any help he can get. Within reason. I mean, the per capita crime rate here is the nation's highest. Every alley is a den of thieves. Every street, a battleground. But you know this. As I continued my patrol that night, I spotted two men with guns, holding up a car at a green light.
Out the car!
Yesterday, man.
But I...
You a tourist? Do you speak English?
Man said now, tourist.
Missed the bus, guys?
Huh?
Before the first one could even raise his pistol at me, I'd sent a 2-foot kick right into his face, sending him down into the crosswalk. I know how it is. I'm between wheels myself.
Step off, hero.
Saw that in a movie, huh? Chambering around in that stubby really puts an exclamation point on the moment. I grabbed the barrel of his shotgun, pointing it to the sky as I pulled it, and him closer to me. Of course, you just ejected a perfectly good slug. And a piece cut this short probably only holds. Crouched on the hood of this car, I began to rapidly pump the shotgun, ejecting shell after shell until it rang empty. What do you know? All out of bullets. The man looked shocked before I delivered a hard punch to the face, sending him rolling across the road. Now he just looked unconscious. I climbed off the hood of the car and looked at the driver. You got a cell phone? I'll wait around with you until Gotham's finest shows. You okay?
Hey, I think I'll just move on, okay?
Not okay. It's the duty of every citizen to... I leaned into his open window, and that's when the smell hit me. Hell. It's not this town's capacity for crime that surprises me. It's the degrees of separation. But you know this. So when I looked into that back seat and saw the newly pedicured hand with a wedding ring on the finger poking out of that tied-up plastic bag, it wasn't as much shock as it was disappointment. What was shocking, however, was when this dope rolled the window up on my neck, locking my head inside before he slammed on the gas pedal.
Now I know what you're thinking, I do. Why'd he put Lola in the back seat? Why not the trunk? Because her mother's in the trunk! Her big fat mother!
The madman continued to shout as I struggled to get an arm inside the window and grab onto his, trying to steer the vehicle before he got us both killed.
I wanted the SUV. The cargo space, I said. The mileage, she said.
I heard the sounds of projectiles hitting the back tires of the car and the rev of another smaller engine. Thankfully, someone was watching over me the night of my big debut. But you know this. The car swerved, hitting a mailbox as I decided to end it, slugging the driver across the face. His body went limp, and the car careened towards the brick side of a building. The motorcycle behind us spewed out grapple darts to slow the crash. It helped, but my head was still spinning as the vehicle hit, and I slowly rolled down the window, rubbing my head as I stepped out and saw her standing there. The Batgirl.
Lose something, man wonder?
Everything seems to still be attached.
Your edge. Your street sense.
Guess so. It's not like riding a bike.
Speaking of, need a ride?
After that, even your driving will be welcome.
Oh, wow.
We could hear the sirens approaching as I climbed onto the back of her motorcycle, grasping a hold of my wrists just at her waist, pulling us close as she drove off.
You know, the costume may have changed, but the attitude is the same. Eternally optimistic. At least buy me some dinner before you get fresh.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Gotham! Does the heat get you down this summer? Well, come on down to Crypto Burger. We're blasting off with the refreshing Aquaman Berry Blast Lemonade. It goes great with our new Bat Bacon Burger. You'll feel like a superhero after a meal this good. So come on down to Crypto Burger today. Over a million served.
And I have to pay because?
I'm a little short on cash at the moment. Don't forget who supplied your first bat cycle. And the second. And the third. And so on.
Yeah. Him.
As we drove off from the fast food restaurant, Babs pointed out that both of us once had a benefactor in common. But you know this. I can think of more romantic places. Back at the Gotham City Water Treatment Plant. Just a few short months ago, Batman and I had our final fight together against Clayface here. But tonight, it was just me and Barbara. We sat on the steps, I picked up my fries while she ate a hot dog.
I wanted to see where it went down. You forget that I've got a mole at police headquarters, and that I'm a pretty decent detective in my own right.
I smashed that window on one of his snowmobiles. We fought. First us against Clayface, and then me and him arguing in the snow. After we went home, he handed me a pink slip.
So where does that leave me?
You'd have to ask him that. But you should know where you stand with me. I leaned in with a napkin, wiping a smudge of mustard that landed just west of her lips. But as the napkin went down, our lips drew closer to one another, until they were only inches apart.
What about her?
Who?
The tall one? The one with green eyes? The one with a great tan? Any of the girls at your college. I'm sure they wouldn't stand for you taking some super chick to inspiration point. So maybe you and I should keep this relationship strictly—
There is no other girl. Of course, I felt bad for cutting her off. But she had to know. I wasn't Playboy Dick Grayson while I was away at college. I never stopped thinking of the girl from my hometown. The one who I already shared the same cave with. Our eyes both slowly shut, and before I knew it, I felt Barbara's lips press against mine. We held a long, slow kiss for a moment before she pulled away. It was a shame. It was a shame. I would have continued that momentum for the rest of the night. Then we were just staring at each other, with beet red faces.
All right then, let's get down to business. I'm back in Gotham and flying solo. What's the pretty decent detective think my first move should be?
Yeah, some public relations to promote the new Hugh. Establish some of that striking fear into the criminal element by introducing your bad self.
Or reintroducing myself. Can I drop you off and borrow the scooter for a while?
Master Jason, I trust you've completed your homework.
All the school I need's down there, Alfredo. Just gonna raid the fridge before recess is over.
You can commence the chastising, Alfred. I'll multitask.
You mean that you'll ignore my concerns in the usual fashion as you tinker away at some widget, Master Bruce? What's this, then? A self-destruct mechanism so that you may dismiss the newest Robin via remote control when he fails to measure up to your impossible standards?
It's a microbeacon. With it, I can track his whereabouts at all times.
Ah, I see we are working on our trust issues in addition to devising new gadgetry and paying little heed to the protests of the hired help. At least you haven't yet loosed this lost boy upon the monsters of Gotham.
There's no need right now. Most of them are in their cages.
No, no, no! He cannot go in there!
Who's there?
I see.
I see who?
You don't see nothing.
Ooh!
Yeah, you. The king of comedy. The Sultan of slapstick.
I can't believe I fell for that. Me! Hey, I know that voice.
Boy Blunder!
What's with the new duds, Bunky? Daddy Warbats neglect to do the wash? Playing dress up with that pretty little bat gal?
You won't be seeing Robin around anymore, Joker. But that doesn't mean the balance of power has shifted in your favor.
Wait a minute. You and Bats had a tiff, didn't ya? Little birdie's flown the belfry and flapped all the way to Arkham to tell the big old bad joke.
Ow!
I jabbed him in the eyes again for good measure, before beginning to walk out of the room. Nightwing. Remember it.
What the hell kind of a name is Nightwing? This is a joke, right? Come on out, Bats. You got me. Bats? Bats?
Our deadliest foe seemed to have gotten the message. Good. I walked out of Arkham and leapt over the fence, meeting Batgirl back on the motorcycle. Shame you didn't come in. You missed some fun.
Not in the mood to play Clarice Starling tonight. You really think it's wise to taunt them like that? Giggles, especially.
What's the point of locking them up if you can't screw with them?
The point of locking them up? To pray they never get out. What's the next stop?
The rules were, I get to drive and you don't ask questions. I didn't even want to tell her about the next spot. But I could tell she liked it as each of us used our shoulders to send Polka Dot Man careening out of a window.
My alibi.
Cute, huh? This place has unraveled more than one felony case. Drinks, snacks, and a dozen people to vouch for your whereabouts during the Morrison Street Massacre.
You're having too much fun. Is there more to this misery tour than making Nightwing a household name in all the wrong households?
Gosh, Batgirl, aren't you enjoying our first date?
This is nothing like a...
How about a really cool nightclub? Was cool meant to be a pun? Absolutely not. But Barbara had a look on her face as we pulled up to the Iceberg Lounge, which made me feel more like I should have been more straightforward with it. The coolest nightclub in Gotham, owned by the sleaziest manager imaginable. Oswald Cobblepot. I guess every iceberg needed a penguin.
Of course. You know I have to card the two of you.
He sat at a booth with a supermodel at his side. I gripped the edge of the table as I leaned over it. Back up behind me was having a bit of a standoff with four of Cobblepot's bodyguards. Not one of them wanted to make the first move against her. Nice to see you concerning yourself with legalities, Cobblepot. So I guess you don't know anything about the upstairs casino, the home movie studio behind a bandstand, and the Avatar in the basement.
The gaming equipment is for my amusement. I dabble as a film auteur, and I prefer my meat fresh.
Tell it to the cops. I could feel Batgirl tapping my shoulder, but Penguin was laying all his cards on the table. If I could get this information back to Gordon, there'd be one more creep behind bars for good.
Find me a cop in Gotham I don't own. I'll make a down payment tonight.
That's when one of Penguin's guards finally mustered the courage to jump at Batgirl. He swung high while she ducked low, sending a sharp kick into his leg as Cobblepot and I continued our chat. I know a cop who has a price over your budget, Penguin. Ever run into Harvey Bullock? It was such a joy to see Oswald's eyes grow in fear at the name. There were only a few truly trustworthy cops in Gotham City. And although he was far from pleasant, Harvey Bullock was near the top of that list. The fight behind me seemed to be drawing to a close as Batgirl sent one of the armed guards flying into the table. Food and wine splashed everywhere as the table collapsed between the Penguin and I.
This is an outrage!
Nobody move! Hands where I can see them!
And just as planned, Harvey Bullock and his lit cigar charged the door. Kicking it inwards with a small battalion of Gotham's finest, the officers were quick to fill the nightclub, apprehending the Penguin. That's our cue, Cobblepot.
We'll see who runs this town! Me or you freaks!
Ooh, wingless Arctic fowl. Scary.
And just like that, we made a dash into the shadows and burst through the employee entrance back to Batgirl's motorcycle.
This has to be the nightcap, okay?
School night?
Funny.
I didn't even know you had been watching me all night. Recording me and Barbara's every move. The screen on the back computer showed you a live feed of us at the Iceberg Lounge, along with the older footage of me pushing Joker around and Barbara hugged tight against my back on the Batcycle. Like a live show for you and my replacement.
So, what's next, Teach? Walking on hot coals? More meditation mumbo-jumbo?
I want you to study every second of footage here.
And then what?
And then you face the gauntlet. Your final test. Nothing fancy. Just a simple game of tag.
Nightwing, Year 1, Part 3. A Name for Myself. Directed and produced by Matthew Dawson. Based on comics by Chuck Dixon, Scott Beatty, Scott McDaniel, and Andy Owens. The voice cast for this episode by order of appearance include Rob Patrick as Alfred, Todd Haberkorn as Jason Todd, Ray Stecanis as Batman, Ryan Doe as Nightwing, Lauren Kong as Batgirl, Alon Grange as Maxwell Lord, Drew Campbell as Commissioner Gordon, David Giltinan and Nelson Abrego as The Thugs, Ify as Harley Quinn, Kiram Erdink as The Joker, S.J. Harris as The Penguin, and B.D. Cook as Harvey Bullock. Casting by Matthew Dawson, Drew Barker, Dean Calkins, and Caleb Coates. Edited by Matthew Dawson. This production is the effort of Mortalverse Audio Drama and its volunteering associates. It is in no way affiliated with or representative of Warner Brothers or DC Comics and their characters. This project was created by the fans, for the fans, to show our appreciation towards this franchise. This project has been released for free. Thank you to everyone who helped bring this project to life. Mortalverse Audio Dramas will always be grateful for your time and dedication to this project.
So there I was, just minding my own business, practicing those meditations you taught me when, wow, the brat wonder jabbed me in the eyes. Not once, but twice, I tell you.
I cannot believe they let that terrorizing delinquent in here. I told those meathead guards to stop allowing those vigilantes into Arkham. Especially this wing.
No, it's quite all right, Dr. Quinzel. It only served to remind me of what put me here in the first place.
And what do you think that is?
My childhood, of course. Isn't that the key to understanding all the loons within these walls? Riddler, a brilliant mind with no support from his parents. Scarecrow, traumatized by the Wizard of Oz. Two-Face, a DA who had a cup of acid thrown at his face at the ripe old age of 35. But that's beside the point. The point is, I never had any friends. No one to laugh at my jokes. Sure, there was my father, but his punchline always ended with, well, a punch.
Oh, that's horrible.
I guess I'm just happy to have you now, Dr. Quinzel.
Are you? Are you saying that we're friends?
The bestest I can ask for. Maybe even more than that.
That wouldn't be very professional, Mr. J.
The way I see it, you're sick of being professional anyway, aren't you?
I suppose I am.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.